This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's been the most incredible year for us. We felt that every employee went the extra mile to really achieve all they could and service the clients and feel proud of us as a business.
How did you find out that you'd been nominated?
We got an email, I believe, from Paul Brackley to say we would be featuring in the list of finalists, which it's always interesting with these things because you put quite a bit of work into the application process of putting yourself forward for the awards, and then you totally forget about it after that work's done. And so it's that lovely surprise when you hear back that, oh yes, you know, you've been recognised and all that work, and it's just extraordinary. I can't really sum it up, but it's wonderful for the whole team to feel there's recognition and to be reminded, actually, because once you finish one project, you move rapidly on to the next, to be reminded of the catalogue of work and the different type of work we've taken on in this year.
You do lots of things, don't you? Give us a flavour of the kind of projects that Cole take on.
We describe ourselves as a full turnkey service because I suppose people often primarily think of us as design and fit out for offices and laboratories. But we also work a lot with building maintenance and property services to make sure the operation of that building and the facility management is always tip top. And we're advising appropriately according to changing conditions, which has been incredibly important this year. We also source, supply and install furniture. We do commercial relocations. We do decorating and internal improvements. There's no end to the list of services we do, obviously electrical, plumbing, mechanics and things like that. We would hope people would come to us with any question to do with their workplace and we would have a solution. We have a huge range of clients, both the sectors they work in and the size. So we may take on startups who really are at foundling stage, or huge, big commercial businesses that are, you know, heavyweights within their field. All of them are vitally important, but we get particular joy perhaps from those small companies that you see grow and flourish.
What places may we have been to where you've actually been pretty involved in putting the whole thing together?
Someone we work very closely with is Cambridge Building Society, and we've been rolling out their old branches into new stores, and we're very proud of the sleek design we came up with and how that's been implemented. We're also involved in some pharmaceutical companies we can't mention, and smaller businesses such as Fitzbillies on the High Street.
Oh, yes.
You know, we did some work for them.
And it's been a tough old year, hasn't it? We're talking a little while about how you've dealt with it. But before we do, let's break for some music. And, well, you've got an interesting route to this song that you've chosen. Tell me how you chose it.
One of the fun things we did during the second lockdown was we asked everyone to offer their happy song, the song that made them sing in the car, dance in the kitchen. And we would play it from YouTube every morning. And it was just a joy to actually start the day off with a happy tune. So yes, my choice for the song is ELO singing Mr. Blue Sky.
That's the ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, the full thing. And I actually got that record when it came out on blue vinyl, Lizzie Duckworth. So how about that? Are you impressed?
Oh, I am hugely impressed, yes. I may have to come over and look at your record collection.
I've got a feeling it may not exist anymore, only on an MP3 file. This last year has not been the easiest. How's it been for Cole?
It's been an extraordinary year, and we really hit the road running when at the start of the pandemic we were called up by the NHS and engaged in some vital healthcare work. It was an incredible achievement because there was about 6 weeks of work done which, due to time constraints, we had to achieve in 2 weeks' time. And so working with subcontractors and associates we had very strong ties with, we managed to get the work done, which was just phenomenal. I don't think we've ever had such a challenge.
And do you think, in terms of how we work in future, it's going to be different?
I think hugely. I think, you know, the probably 10 years of adaption has happened in 1 year. I think there's a positivity to it. By giving staff autonomy, we've realised that people can work from home, but they also value working from the office. I read a really interesting interview in This Week where somebody had been employed via virtual interview, has been doing his work from home and has never met another member of his team, and saying, you know, how bereft he feels of connection. And it's these kind of things that can't be replaced from agile working when you're working from home. But the office or the workplace you go to has taken on a new level of importance, I would say, in people's lives.
So do you think we're going to see more of the arrangement whereby people are maybe not in the office all the time, they're working from home some of the time, but we have offices designed that people can drop into, like hubs, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. That sort of, that form of agile working. You've got to remember, for many of our clients as well, they have no option other than to work from home. We've been involved in a lot of advice on, particularly where there's lab work and research and development, where people can't emulate their work at home, and the environment has to be made safe. So there are certain situations and professions where that level of working can't be adopted.
Well, Lizzie, it's been great chatting to you. So well done to you and all of the team for winning that award. It's a fantastic achievement for one of our businesses here in the city. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll end on another song from that playlist of yours.
That's very kind, Ian. I'm going to choose Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, because I know my teenagers love it. I know my work colleagues love it. It's just a fantastic song. For